Welcome to episode 4 of Autograph Weekly.
This is Justin Robert Young from the NSFW show on the Twit Network and the Weird Things podcast. You're listening to Autographs Weekly.
It's Autograph Weekly, Justin.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
Hey, autograph collectors, I'm Stacey Schaefer.
And I'm Zane Savage, and you're listening to Autograph Weekly, where we will feed your autograph addiction every week until we get at least 50 fake accounts to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Little inside joke there. Guys, just a reminder, there is going to be a keyword hidden in this podcast that links to a giveaway in this podcast. So listen for the keyword. It's that simple. All right, Stacy, what'd you get in our return recap?
Actually, it's been a pretty awesome week for me this last week. Had a couple of huge return days. Monday ended up with a 14-package return day, and today I added another 12 to that. So didn't get nothing on Wednesday, but anyway, Monday and Thursday made up for that. So some of the highlights for this week start off, got none other than Ray Parker Jr., famous for singing Ghostbusters, signed all three photos that I sent to him. One of them was pretty cool. It was actually the album cover for Ghostbusters, so that was pretty awesome. Also got Shia LaBeouf. I could always screw that name up.
LaBeouf.
Yep. Signed all three photos for me, so that was pretty cool. Heard some mixed things about him in the past about me sending preprints or stamps, but I've looked pretty closely at these, and they all look different and look like it was a marker, so that was pretty awesome. Another highlight, I got Danny Pudi back from the TV show Community, who plays Abed.
What's his last name?
Pudi.
What's his last name? I didn't get that.
Pudi.
Pudi?
Is that wrong?
No, okay. You're right. No, you're right. He has a funny last name. I actually have written off to him and haven't got anything back yet, so you're actually lucky. He's one of my favorite characters on TV right now. Go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
On one of the photos, got a pretty awesome inscription on it. He actually signed it, "Stacy, is this heaven?" And then he signed it the other side of the photo, "No, it's Iowa/Greendale," so that's pretty cool. Let's see, another one was Steve Martin. I believe I got him last Friday, right after we did last week's show, so that was a nice return from comedy legend. A couple of them today, I'm just going to mention these. A lot of people have gotten these guys back, but this is local to my area. I got the American Pickers and Danielle back today as well. Mike and Frank signed two photos, and Danielle actually signed three, so that was pretty cool. Let's see, another highlight from today was Greg Donovan, who's actually a video game producer. He works at Volition, whose parent company is THQ, and he's actually working on the new Saints Row game, which, big fan of the first two Saints Row games, so sent some stuff off to three of the guys that worked on that game and got that back today. And then finally, the last one is Justin Robert Young. Signed all three photos I sent to him. He's another success from the Twit Network. He does NSFW on there with Brian Brushwood. A couple other things. He has a website called weirdthings.com and does a podcast on there called the Weird Things Podcast. If you guys haven't checked that out, it's very entertaining, and check that out. And the latest thing he's working on, he's doing a Walking Dead recap every Monday now after the show on Sunday, so check that out as well. That's my week. What was your week like, Zane?
Well, it was pretty good. I didn't get as many packages as you. I've got quite a few return to senders this week because I've been testing a lot of private addies. And when you do that, you get a big failure rate. I'm probably around 50% right now on private address failure rates. So But the good thing is, you get a return to sender, you get that stamp on the inside back, so you can reuse it to send it back out to a different address for that person, or just a different person. So, not all bad on the return to senders. I'd rather have a return to sender than something get lost in the mail. Anyway, some of the highlights of what I got was, got Sarah Palin, sent her three custom book plates that I had. She replaced them with three, like, official book plates of hers, all differently signed in different places. Actually, one was spelled out pretty nicely, and then the other two were just kind of SP, so pretty crazy the difference just in a couple seconds of signing two different signatures. Got Nicholas Sparks, the creator of The Notebook and Dear John. The Notebook, probably one of the all-time top chick flicks of all time.
Two of Zane's favorite movies, by the way.
I kind of like it. It's not one of my favorite movies, but I kind of like it. It's a good date movie, guys. If you want to, you know, get your chick all revved up and emotional about you, The Notebook. After that, I would... Oh, by the way, Nicholas Sparks, that address was a private address I found. Yes, me, the master of all private addresses. So the next one is Colin Powell. Got him in today. Sent to an address that's on Star Tiger. And I sent two of my custom book plates, but he sent back two official book plates. So that's awesome. Got Dame Judy Dench in, sent to England. She signed 4 of 4, which is really cool, since she is a dame. So I was very happy about that. And then everybody hates me for it, but I did get Mr. Peyton Manning in. He's very hard to get every once. It's a crapshoot, guys. I mean, seriously, I've sent off to him about 5 times. Two times the stuff's come back signed, and I've got 3 preprints. So if you're sending to him, I would send to the foundation. The Colts, it seems like the Colts one doesn't really work anymore. So send to the foundation, write a really solid letter, and you may get something back signed. Not guaranteed, obviously, but may happen. So I was very happy with this week's returns. Of course, I got a lot more autographs than that, but I don't have enough time to go over them. Oh, just watch my videos if you want to see my returns.
And in that letter to Peyton Manning, don't ask him if the Colts are going to draft Andrew Luck next year either.
All right, Stacey, so what did you get back for Geek Week? You know, the Geek Week project, the project that I'm kicking your ass on?
Yeah. You're still winning. I actually ended up with 3 successes and one that was just a little bizarre, which I'll get into here in a second. But the ones that I got back this week were Bonnie Burton, who my co-host got back last week. She is the senior editor at Lucas Online, so that was a pretty sweet return. Got a nice note from her like Zane did last week, too, so that was a cool return. Also got Phil Plate, who is an astronomer and Moonbase Alpha Commander, so that was an awesome return. He sent some really cool bonuses as well. And then one I got today, I'm going to butcher this name, but it's James Kakalos or something like that. Is that how you pronounce it, Zane?
I think it's James Kakalios.
Kakalios? Okay.
Kakalios, something like
and
that.
And he's a physics professor. And he added a couple nice, he sent a nice little personal note back to me on some Minnesota letterhead, so that was pretty cool. Then signed on the back of it, on the back of the GeekoWeek card, courtesy of your friendly neighborhood physics professor. So that was pretty cool. And the odd one was Sharon Stickler,
Stigler, yeah.
Okay. And she was the bird lady that Zane got back. Was it last week or the week before?
It was probably the week before. Yeah.
So what happened is I got the envelope back. It didn't have the card in it, but it had this little, almost the size of maybe 2 postage stamps, like sticker on it that is signed. She signed the front of this, then there was a note on the back of it asking her to sign the other side. So I'm not sure if she just forgot to put the card/photo back in the envelope before she mailed it. So I'll have to get another copy of that made up and send that back out to her. So what'd you end up with this week, Zane?
Well, I got James Kakalios also, got Phil Plate also. Plate also sent me the awesome extras. Got 3 that you did not get in. Corey Doctorow, who I believe is a DJ. He tours a lot with, I have his autograph. What's his name? hangs out with Felicia Day. Jonathan Colton.
Okay.
I think they're actually going on a tour together or a cruise or something, Jonathan Colton and Dr. O. So that's cool. Got Kenneth Langone or Langone. I think it's Langone. He's the CEO of Think Geek. And one of the Project Geek Week photos is actually Timmy the monkey from its Think Geek's mascot. And they interviewed some chick that was supposed to be the trainer to him. I wasn't going to track her down. That was going to be impossible. So I just wrote off to the CEO of Think Geek and had him sign the Timmy the mascot photos. And the biggest one by far, awesome, awesome return, is from Cinematic Titanic, who, of course, they make fun of movies. But those are, it's basically half the cast of Mystery Science Theater 3000, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. I'm actually getting a tattoo of Mystery Science Theater on my leg. So that's how much I love that show. And this is a bunch of people that used to work on the show, a lot of people that did the voices for the puppets. And, yeah, so all those people signed two photos and two index cards. That's 20 autographs in one package. The index cards are going to be really cool because I also wrote off to Riff Tracks, which is the other group of Mystery Science Theater people. And if they sign the index cards that I sent them, I can match those two together with the Mystery Science Theater picture and create an awesome matte piece. It's going to be amazing. It'll be probably one of my favorite pieces. So I'm really excited about that. 20 autographs in one package. It's hard to beat. Anyways, I'm kicking Stacy's ass. I think I'm at 16, and he's at 8 right now. So if you guys want to keep up with that, again, go to our website. Up at the top it says Project Geek Week. You can see what the score is, and you can see all the scans of all the Project Geek Week returns for that card set. So that's how that's going. Going great. We're kicking it. I'm kicking ass. He's doing all right. So let's go on.
I'll go get ahead. There. I sent out another, I think, 6 or 7 in the last couple of days. So
See, Stacy's smart. He's waiting until I send off, and then if I get a return to sender, he didn't waste that stamp. He lets me waste the stamp. That's how this is working. let's move on to the news. So Stacy, I think you got a news story. It's kind of a news story, kind of a cool little thing.
Yeah, what my story this week is going to be, it's going to be about this guy named Ken Carson. And he was actually just verified this summer by the Guinness Book of World Records for having the largest signed autographed baseball collection. And believe this, it's this kind of crazy. 4,000 signed baseballs in his collection. That's just insane. I don't know where in the world you'd put 4,000 baseballs, but he's actually a semi-retired 65-year-old who lives in Florida, actually owns a home on a golf course, so I'm assuming money isn't an issue. And let's see, a couple other things here. His hobby began 56 years ago when Mickey Mantle signed a baseball for him, and it's just kind of vaulted from there. A couple other notable quick quirk items about some of his stuff in his collection. He says the most rare ball he's got is an autographed baseball by none other than Shoeless Joe Jackson, which that's just pretty awesome. Don't see a whole lot of those anywhere. Then he's also got a signed baseball by Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe, so that's pretty awesome. He goes on that it's been estimated that his collection is worth a hefty $2 million. So just a nice little news story there. So what do you got this week for news, Zane?
$2 million, is that right? Does the math add up on that? 4,000, how many times does 4,000 go into $2 million? That means every ball would have to be a lot.
Oh, I'm sure that Joe Jackson is worth quite a bit.
It's true. Joe Jackson, yeah. That probably outweighs some of the smaller stuff. Anyways, Stacy, do you know how to get 4,000 balls in one room?
No, I don't. Can you enlighten
me? Invite 2,000 guys to a stadium. I don't know. That's a stupid joke. I got a kind of a weird autograph story. Howie Kendrick, who plays for the Angels. A lot of you guys are huge baseball fans, apparently refused this 8-year-old fan's autograph request and made him cry. Also sad. I'm sure this happens a lot, but there was a story written on it. I don't know why, so I'm telling you about it. Basically, the mom said, "They made my son cry." That's her literal quote. So he said, "It's not going to happen." The kid's like, "Can I have your autograph?" And he's like, it's not going to happen. And apparently his wife was also there, and she said, I can't believe you're standing there. This is really rude, and it's not going to happen. It's sad that you're standing there, just giving the autograph, like, it's a kid trying to get an autograph. And his wife's calling the kid sad because he's standing there trying to get an autograph. Kind of effed up. Just a story. I'll post the link. The link for both our stories will be on our website. You guys can check it out if you want to learn more. That's it for news. Let's move on to Q&A. And the question comes from AJ. I believe his handle is NikeRocks99 on YouTube. It says, how do you feel about sending to someone of older age? And I can personally say that I got red shandies back today with a little naughty note in there. Not naughty. Naughty sounds wrong. A hate note saying, never send requests here again, or something like that. I don't remember the exact thing it said. But I haven't even wrote off to him, but I wrote off to him four times. But hold on. He's returned to sender like two of those. I did get through to him once, because Red is notorious for just refusing all of his mail. So I got through to him once. He signed one card, and he sent the other card back, but I really needed that card signed, so I sent back to him this week, and he signed it with the dirty note. The angry note. There's the right word, the angry note. So what do you think, Stacey? How do you feel about sending to older people? Red's 88, by the way, so that's why that works in here.
My basic opinion on this is just kind of like some of the other stuff we've discussed. Do your research. If you do your research, you're going to find out who are decent signers. I mean, a couple examples is Virgil Trucks, Bobby Doerr. These guys are just incredible signers. They'll sign anything you send to them.
And the thing is, they love signing. Like, they do interviews saying, even Virgil did a Beyond the Signature interview with us and said, I enjoy signing. I mean, I like it. And if those guys like it, then there's not a problem with sending probably multiple requests within reason. You know, you don't want to be sending a request every week. But if you have something you find that you want signed, those guys will sign it, and they'll be happy to sign it. Go on, Stacey. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's fine. And the other thing, I mean, just like I said, make sure you're doing your research. Watch the news. I mean, if somebody's in bad health, you don't want to be bothering them with autograph requests. I mean, a lot of times for these older players, you're going to hear about their health issues in the news or on Sports Center or somewhere online. So just keep that in mind when you're sending out. I said majority of the older guys are pretty decent signers. So big thing, research, and kind of watch who you're sending to as far as if there's health issues or whatnot.
And I'll just be respectful, guys. That's what it comes down to, respect. If you were 88 years old, how would you want to be treated if you were getting fan mail? And you've been Red Shandy's been getting fan mail for 50 years. So, probably longer than that. So, I mean, just put yourself in their shoes. Respect their wishes. You know, Red Shandy said, you bastard, you better not send any more letters here. I respect his wishes. No more letters from me. So I think me and Stacey agree pretty much. Just be mindful of who you're sending to and their habits. Let's go ahead and move on to our discussion points, which is a very interesting one that me and Stacey have talked about a lot. I've actually affected me quite a bit in the last month or so, and that is form letter versus handwritten letter. And my entire TTM career, pretty much from the day I started, I did handwritten. Up until about a month and a half ago, stopped handwriting. And that was because I didn't see a difference in returns from people that I know did form letters. Like, I absolutely know they did form letters, and they got better responses than my handwritten letters, which put a crap load of thought into, and I sat there and probably spent 10-15 minutes on writing a letter. So I have switched from that to not form letter writing. I wouldn't say it's form letter where you just plug in a name and what they do. Like, it's not that generic, but it is. I have a model, and I plug in certain information, but I make it personal. So what do you think about that, Stacey? What's your opinion?
My personal preference has always been handwritten. I've always handwritten whatever I've sent out. Granted, I mean, when I first started doing the hobby, my handwritten letters used to be a page, sometimes longer. That's changed quite a bit just to, due to the number of stuff I send out. It's usually two paragraphs max now. It's usually, it's handwritten, but at the same time, it's similar to a form letter because most of the time it's the same. It's just different wordage or if it's somebody that I know or talk to, it's a totally different letter because it's just different that way.
But like I said, do you notice the difference between like you writing a handwritten letter and if you've ever typed a letter or sent a form letter? Do you ever notice the difference between the returns, the actual returns you get, the results?
Actually, I mean, I can't speak on that. As far as I recall, I don't think I've ever actually done computer printed letters or typed out letters. I've always handwritten. I've got to the point with you. I've thought about going the other route just to save time. But like I said, I got my letters down to almost two paragraphs now. So they don't take very long to handwrite. So I'm just.
And this is why Stacy now has carpal tunnel.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Yeah, it's rough handwriting all those letters, man. Like I could maybe do 20 a night, and after that I was done. I my hand couldn't move. I was like, okay, can't write anymore. So that's another reason why I did it. Time restraints, of course. I mean, I'm working 50 hours a week now, so time restraints are important. And I hate it. I really do. If I could handwrite a letter and I had the time to do it and I had the strength to do it, I would do it. But with the mass amount of stuff that we send out, it's really hard. Now, if you're sending out a few letters a week, then handwriting is probably the best way to go. Even though, like I said, I don't see much difference in returns. Like, that's one of the other things that swayed me over. So, I don't know, guys. It's preference. I look down on the form letter writers like crazy for the first 10 years I did it. Because I'm like, form letter writers, they're not doing anything but putting a name in a spot. I mean, that's in printing it out and putting an address on. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's so lazy. But when you get up to the mass numbers and put everything together, it makes more sense. It's not as terrible as I used to think it was. And like I said, I don't do form letters. I don't want that out there. I don't do form letters. I still have a prejudice a little bit against form letters. But I do fill in the blank.
You do do? You what?
I do do.
Okay.
I do do. So, yeah, it's an interesting topic, guys. We're interested to hear your thoughts on that. If you want to send us a message or email us at autographweekly@gmail.com, if your comment is good enough on the subject, we'll read it next week on air. Before this segment, we'll talk about what you guys thought and your opinions on the subject. So,
yeah, just to follow up on that real quick before we move on, because I don't think I really kind of answered your question there, but as far as what I've seen in the community, as far as the autograph community, as far as form letter versus handwritten, as far as the percentage of responses and what, so I really haven't seen a difference. I see people that write form letters that just get as much stuff as I do, and I see people that handwrite that get as many responses as I do. So I don't think there's really a wrong answer there. It's just
and the keyword stamp. So you know the keyword stamp. So, you know, you can't really know exactly how the letter is going to affect the return. And that's basically what it comes down to. What fits your needs? Everybody's different. Everybody has different opinions on each kind of letter. So that's our thoughts. Again, guys, send us your feedback. Anything else, Stacey, on that?
That should take care of that. Like I said, just send us the feedback. Email us at autographweekly@gmail.com or put a post on our Facebook wall as well. So I'd like to hear some comments on that. So look forward to that.
Let's move on to the giveaway, which everybody loves. The only reason people listen to our podcast. No, I'm kidding. But people do love the giveaways. We did pick a winner for episode 3, the person that won the Omeka Okafor certified autographed card. And that person was drum roll. Probably sounds horrible on the mic. Angela Del Faviero Angela del Favaro St. Lawrence. Awesome name. An awesome name worthy of an Emeka Okafor autographed card. So congratulations, Angela. We'll be sending you a message through Facebook since that's how you won. And congratulations. We'll get your address and get that out to you ASAP. Now remember, guys, this week's giveaway is for... Tell them, Stacey.
This week it's going to be a 2005 Upper Deck Portraits 8x10 autograph of Fred Taylor. So all you Jacksonville fans, get lined up for this. It's actually a really cool piece. I'll have a scan up on our website for this. So.
Yeah, we'll put a scan up on the website. You guys can see what it looks like. And to enter, you need to put the keyword in today's podcast on our Facebook wall. So go to facebook.com/autographweekly. You got to like us, obviously. Why wouldn't you like us? We're awesome. Go to facebook.com/autographweekly. Post on our wall the keyword in today's show. And you're automatically entered to win this week's prize, the Fred Taylor autograph 8x10 certified, blah, 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 blah. All right, so go do that, guys. Free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff, obviously. Moving on, we have the TTM of the week, and it's very interesting, shall I say. How did it end up, Stacey?
Well, this is the first for TTM of the week. It actually ended up being a tie between Top Shelf TTM's Ernie Banks and Autograph King 12's Yogi Berra. Both received 11 votes, so 50 and 50 on those. So pretty interesting little turn of events there.
So I'm still undefeated.
Yep.
My picks are still undefeated because, well, I'm awesome. Well, that may change this week. Anyways, guys, you need to check out Top Shelf TTM's on YouTube at youtube.com/topshelfttms and Autograph King 12 at youtube.com/autographking12. Remember, these TTMs of the week, they're the guys getting the best TTMs that we've seen this week. So they're pretty prominent guys in the community. All right, our picks this week are mine. Actually, let's go ahead and go with yours first. Tell them to say something.
All right, mine this week belongs to Bloodspawn80 on YouTube. He ended up getting back Cameron Diaz this week, so a real cool return there. Don't see a whole lot of those, so that is my choice for this week. And what about yours? Could yours be a little controversial?
Mine will be very controversial. And, guys, I want you to judge this on the TTM itself, not the actions of said person. This is coming from TTM Prodigy 35. He got a George Brett TTM in, which I've been trying to do for years, and he got it in. So congratulations to him. It's an awesome return. Very happy for him. I need George Brett for my top 10 favorite set, so I'm going to be looking for that address like crazy. Anyways, guys, like I said, don't judge the people. Actually, don't vote based on the people. Vote based on the actual TTM. Because I want to stay undefeated, you know, because I'm awesome. All right, guys, so that's TTM of the week. That's it for our show today, I think. I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacey Schaefer. As always, stay classy.
And you take care, all of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.